This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, I first got to say thank you to Charlotte, North Carolina, man. 5 sold out shows over this past weekend. I want to say thank you. Did I do it? Yes, I did. Came up in there and acted a doggone fool. You rode my journey with me, and I appreciate that, man. All right, this is what I got for y'all this morning. This right here is side job cleaner. Yeah. Pay attention. Side job cleaner. Cat dog, if you would.
Hardware Store, this is Robbie. How can I help you?
Robbie, I'm trying to get a order in for some construction supplies I need to pick up.
That's fine. What's your company?
Roofing company.
Roofing company. Okay. Have we done business with you before?
No, you haven't. This is my first time calling. I heard you guys were pretty good.
Appreciate the compliment.
Okay. I need to get this as soon as possible, man. Can I possibly pick up these supplies, like, in the next couple of hours?
Normally it don't work that fast. It's kind of a quick turnaround. We got a little bit of a backup, but I can do my best. It depends on what you need.
Okay. Here's what I need, man. I need 5 rolls of duct tape.
Okay. That's no problem. That's quick.
Okay, I need plastic, man. Listen, if you was going to wrap up something in plastic that's like about 6'2" in height and 200 pounds, how much plastic you think I would need to wrap that up in?
Okay, just a second. You're asking for plastic, like a roll of plastic?
I need to wrap up something that's 6'2" and like 210 pounds.
I probably would get about 3 yards, 4 yards of plastic.
Okay, I need to get that. Now, let me ask you this here. If you was going to try to put some cement on that to hold it down, how much cement you think will hold that down?
I'm a little confused. You're running a roofing company, right?
Yeah, I'm a roofing company, but I'm doing a little side work for some friends of mine.
Oh, okay. I just got a little confused because you told me this is Tyler's roofing company. No problem. You got cement. Wait a minute. You're trying to hold something down?
I'm trying to hold something down. So how many bags of cement do you think I need to hold down something that's 220 pounds?
Wow, Eight bags, I would recommend at least.
Okay, give me 8 bags of cement. Now, this is something else I want to ask you. Do you have anything, any type of cleaner, man, that can get paint off the floor?
Yeah, we got industrial cleaners. I mean, we have all kinds of industrial cleaners that, you said paint? Is it paint or blood?
Paint.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I've got industrial cleaners of all kinds. I mean, do you have a preference?
No, just whatever you could throw in there. I need that. Now, let me ask you this here. Do you have anything that can, like, just kill a smell? You know what I'm saying? If you don't want something to smell, you got anything for that?
Wait a minute. Did something die in your place? Is there an animal or something you found? I mean, I'm kind of confused. You're talking about smell and cleaning up. Did you find some sort of animal on a construction site?
Hey, Robbie, listen, man, just take the order. That's all I need you to do, okay?
I'm sorry. I wasn't asking your business. I just was a little concerned. What are we getting? What are we cleaning up? And what are we, I mean, I guess the, Are we cleaning up a tile floor? Are we cleaning up carpet? I mean, what's the cleaner for? Where's the odor?
Okay, sir, all I'm asking you is, do you have something strong enough? Like, do you think ammonia can keep a smell down? What do I need to keep a smell down?
Well, you're definitely going to need ammonia. I mean, you got to get something to scrub that right down. Because, I mean, whatever that scent is, if it's in the walls, you got fabrics in that place, I mean, whatever you got it, you're probably going to have a different type of deodorizer, something for the carpet, something for the walls. I mean, I guess I'm just kind of confused as to where the scent's coming from. And
right. Don't worry about all that, man. Hey, man, listen, just write down what the order is, okay?
I got it. I got the 5 rolls of duct tape. I got the 4 yards of plastic. I got the 8 bags of cement. I got the industrial cleaner. I got the ammonia. I'm typing it all in. I got your order.
Okay, let me ask you this here, man. Do y'all have any type of machete, anything that's real sharp that can cut?
What? Okay, hold on a second. Now you're completely off base. You do realize you call the hardware store, right?
I'm calling the hardware store because I need some supplies, man. I'm doing some job on the side. I need some supplies.
Hey, I get that. You said that already, but what I'm confused about is now you're asking for a weapon. What would you use a machete for? I mean, you're talking about what? You're going to chop down some brush? I don't get it. What's the machete for?
Hey, man, listen. Your job is to take the order, man. That's your job, Robbie.
Don't tell me what my job is. I know what my job is. This is my store, man. Okay, I've been working here a lot longer than you even can imagine. And people don't call up asking for ammonia and cleaner and try to get a smell out. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how best to help you. I'm sorry, but I'm just trying to figure out.
What you're doing, Robbie, is you're being nosy. All you got to do is fill the order and have it done in 2 hours when I get there. That's all you got to do.
I can't do that in 2 hours. I can't even. I'm a little backed up at this point. I'm not even sure I can get this done. Maybe tomorrow morning. Does tomorrow morning work for you?
No, man. I got to get rid of this body. I got to get rid of this package today.
Whoa! I need to call. Listen, I need to call the police, man. You just said body.
That right there. That's the problem. White people always want to call the police when it ain't got nothing to do with them. Listen, all you need to do is fill the order.
Okay. Listen, I need to tell you something, okay? And I don't know if you found a body. I don't know if you're responsible for the body. Either way, I don't want to be any part of this business, okay? I don't know what you're planning or where you're trying to bury this thing, but you're basically asking me to be an accomplice to something that's none of my business. Hey, I need your name right now, okay?
I'm not giving you my name.
Hey, listen to me. You said you're calling from roofing company. Are you...
I'm not. Hey, man, let me tell you something. Why you white folks always trying to be authoritative like that?
White folks? What the f*** is your problem? It's not about white folks. It's not about purple, green, black, blue. What the f***? It's not about white. It's about you asking for that sounds like you're trying to bury a body. Okay, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Are you and you're not what is your name? I need your name. I need your name right now.
Hey, man, first of all, you at work. You ain't supposed to be talking to me like this.
I don't care if I'm swearing at work. My coworkers, the people here, they all know who I am, and they know if I was talking to someone, some piece of you, that I'd be talking like this too. Okay? I'm gonna trace this call. You hear me? I'm gonna trace this call. I'm gonna get the cops on your and figure out who the you are.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Since you want to know who I am, do you know Marcus?
I know Marcus. I don't...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No, Marcus, he works here. Okay. Man, I know him.
Okay, Marcus is who got me to call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Robbie, you just got pranked by your coworker, Marcus.
You have got to be kidding me. Son of Marcus. Marcus, I see you over there. I see you, little I can't believe that. You son of a Marcus. Why don't you tell me this? Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I got you, baby. Hey, I got to ask you, Robbie, you got to tell me this, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
That's easy. It's Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, y'all, on this Monday morning. Y'all, man, let me tell y'all something. Well, you know what? I ain't even saying that. Listen, I worked all weekend in Charlotte. And I'm at work this Monday morning, man. Y'all better be, come on here now.
Okay, you're come supposed on. To be here. You yeah. get nothing for
but
that.
But y'all, listen, when I don't make it, y'all make a big deal out of it. Now I'm here, make a big deal out of that.
We're not making a big deal. Because check this out. Your job is Monday through Friday.
Yeah, you want us to make a big deal out of everything you do. Yeah. When you don't come, when you do come.
Why are you like that?
The dog. We all here anyway. You the right. only missing link.
Now you want a prize for coming to work, and we all here.
Yeah.
Stop
whatever. Braille
you want
comedy.
Prank praise. Oh, no. You want credit for coming to work. Hey, man, stop doing the pranks.
Stop using beats.
No,
stop using beats.
No, we love the pranks.
We love
the
pranks.
Braille Comedy Club just outside of L.A. The Nephew is on my, I'm on my way. That is Sunday the 13th. Tickets on sale right now. Braille Comedy Club. Now, the 14th, we'll try to get on back in here. But 13th,
no,
Sunday
you
night.
No, come to work.
Braille Comedy Club. The Nephew coming, baby. Yes. Laying in the cut is Jacksonville, Florida. New Easter weekend. So now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.